cold because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a beautiful weekend as far as I was concerned, weather-wise. I was just getting ready and the show came on. Hang on here. Let me bring up the radar. And yes, yep, it's raining. Rain's moving in. It looks like all the Texas Panhandle and parts of the Oklahoma Panhandle are getting rain now, and a bunch of it's building and brewing pretty quick. Southwestern Oklahoma, it's raining. Altus, Lawton, Greer County's getting it. Little showers in Harmon, getting ready to move into Beckham and Wichita and Custer County. Caddo's getting it pretty good right now. So the rains have moved in, and we are under aerial flood watch until Wednesday. So just be aware. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. 58 at Hollis, 59 at Eric, 63 at Weatherford, 66 at Sealing. Looks like the warm spot in Western Oklahoma is Cherokee and Alva right now at 70, 63 at Beaver out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 57 Odell. Everybody basically along the state line, Oklahoma is 57. 58 degrees there, all the way up to Lipscomb. All right. If you guys seen the pictures, the Red River flowing, especially down there on I-35, been long 2015 since this happened. And there's a reason why they call it the Red River. That thing is red. Woo! Check it out. So coming up in my third and fourth segment, I got a really special guest coming in today. I'm excited. Seen her mom posted on social media over the weekend. I seen back in April where she made it to the finals. But Lanny Easter will be in here. And she won the all-around cowgirl at the Heart of Oklahoma Youth Association over the weekend. So her and her mom are going to come in here. And we're going to get to talk to Lanny. I'm so excited to have her in here. So it's going to be fun. And that's coming up later on in the show. I seen something on the news this morning that I wanted to share with you guys. So this is first alert weather out of Colorado. Meteorologist John Ruck, CBS, I think that's his name, how you say it, Ruck. And they're expecting 10 to 20 inches just east, north of Alamosa in Colorado, snow today, the first round. The second round that comes through later on Wednesday, they don't even have those numbers up yet. But anywhere from 4 to 10 inches around Aspen, Gunnison's going to get some, Durango, 7 to 15 inches, Trinidad, Alamosa, and south of there into New Mexico, 6 to 12 inches. and it's May. So if you guys are going to get out of school early and you want to go snow skiing, this might be a good time to go in May. Not very many people get to go snow skiing. So I wonder if all those people in Colorado are claiming global warming on getting snow in May. So it's just crazy. Our weather's crazy. I think I've heard anywhere from 2 to 4 inches out here in Western Oklahoma, more out in the Texas Panhandles, and that's why they got us under aerial flood watch. So it's good. All right, let's check out what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Shortly after 6 a.m., July corn was down this morning, 3.25 cents to 465.75 per bushel. July soybeans were 7.75 lower at 10.50 a bushel. July soy meal was up 50 cents to 297.40 a short ton. And July soy oil dropped 0.71 cents to 48.72 cents a pound. At 6 a.m., there was July wheat markets were mixed in early morning trading. The Chicago Board of Trade wheat was down 2.5 cents at 5.40 and a half a bushel. Kansas City wheat was down 4.5 cents weaker at 5.36 and three quarters a bushel. Minneapolis wheat rose 2 3/4 to 6.13 3/4 per bushel. The weather is viewed as a good for planting in most of the Corn Belt later this week, but the Southern Corn Belt is likely to fall behind the five-year average, according to Al Claus of Claus Commodity Advisors. Claus added that in the news over the weekend was the Trump interview on Face the Nation. He said he would not back off the tariffs with China, which is not what the trade had expected. In case you missed it, they said take a look at how the which states dominate the U.S. Farming on agriculture.com. It's a state by state breakdown of farms, farmland, and ag income. I checked it out and looked at it. So check out agriculture.com, and it's pretty cool stats you'll see on there if you like numbers. Weather-wise, according to the National Weather Service, there's a continued Omega block pattern over the lower 48, leading to periods of rainy weather. And you talk about making weather meteorologists, people they're just shivering with excitement. You know, this all you hear about on the news and all the weather stuff. Oh, the Omega block pattern's coming in. The Omega block pattern's coming in. Oh, man, it's funny to watch them. It said this starts a slow moving upper low over the Ohio Valley and parts of the Northern Plains and the upper Midwest. Showers and thunderstorms or moderate to local heavy rainfall are also expected. The National Weather Service added a more focused heavy rainfall event will develop to the east along portions of the central and southern plains, high plains and the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley over the next couple of days. The Omega block pattern will continue with both below normal and above normal temperatures across the country. The central and southern plains will see lower temperatures in the 50s and 60s, while the northern plains and upper Midwest will see higher temperatures in the 70s and 80s. I ain't gonna lie, laid some hay down yesterday. He cut my peanut ground. I got to get it off there. It's going to get rained on, but it shouldn't get, it's true to Cal. It was just actually coming into the head stage and should be really good hay, even if it gets rained on. So it'll be all right. So if you guys get your ponds filled up over the next couple of days, thank you, Jimmy. Please thank you, Jimmy, for what you do to help us get rainfall going on. I did send Rex Fleming a message yesterday, and I'll read to you what he said. Let's see here. Rex, where's Rex at? There he is. On the sale at Apache, the female sale at Apache, it was good. He said pears brought 39 to 4,900, mostly around 4,500 to 46. And that was good. So I hope guys got some good cattle bought down there in Apache. So it was a good sale. Appreciate everybody headed down there. Go do that sale. Well, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. Let's take an OCA break. When I come back, we'll get you up to date on what's happening with current prices as of noon.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April the 25th. 990 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 408 brought 440. 9 at 452 brought 420. 2 at 475 brought 360. 7 at 531 brought 375. 4 at 616 brought 347.50. 3 at 638 brought 357.50. 7 head of heifers at 382 brought 395. 5, 4 at 675 brought 276. 9 at 838 brought 258. 13 at 840. 45 brought 252, 8 at 882 brought 240, 5 at 940 brought 229, butcher cows were 107 to 164, butcher bulls brought 74 to 215, bred cows were 1600 to 3475, bears brought 2800 to 3800, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Your work is finally done for the day, so you put up the equipment, get into your pickup, and drive home. You eat a hot supper, take a hot shower, and sit down on the couch. Feels good to be home, done with the day's work. Done a lot sooner than you thought you'd be. This day could have gone a lot worse. You could still be out there trying to finish because of all the lost time you could have had this morning. About 20 minutes into your day, you busted a hose. You'd barely begun your work when the equipment stopped. It just stopped. In the old days, that would have meant a couple hours lost time while you drove into town and had it replaced. But today, it took you just a few minutes, because a few months ago, you started having American Hose and Supply bring you hoses and fittings before you needed them. American Hose and Supply, inside the Camrock Building, next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. Or call 821-4413. Be ready when you bust a hose, and make the best of it. Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed. Or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Wellington, 56 degrees, humidity is 93, dew points 54. The winds are out of the southeast at 10. Peak wind gusts today so far, 23 miles an hour, 25 hundredths of an inch, quarter of an inch of rain so far this month. And red flag minutes, 0, 8-inch soil temperature, 64 degrees. All right, let's take a look at the markets. Let me update it here real quick, see what's happening with the markets right now. If you're watching on Facebook, my guests are in the studio. Check them out. They're live. They don't know it. Don't be picking your nose over there, Lane. So, grains, May corn, 448, down 13 and a quarter. July is 454, down 14 and a half. Soybeans are down 10 and 3 quarters for May at 1038, down 12 and 3 quarters for July at 1048. Soybean meal, May 288.90, down 130, July 295.30, down 1 and 3 quarters. No, sorry, not 1 and 3 quarters, 160. Got to keep that straight. May, 48.34, soybean oil at 0.74 down. Hard red winter wheat, May 528, down a half. July is 531, down 9 3/4. Speaking of wheat, I got my first notification of harvest crews moving through. So I got to look back through my pictures and find out who is the winner of the Wheeler General Store hoodie, some beef sticks from Taylor Ranch, and there's something else. I got it wrote down downstairs. So I'll notify the winner either today or tomorrow who won that, because the harvest crew's first notifications is what I have to go by. So don't call me and say, well, I seen a crew come through yesterday. I don't care. I got notification today. Cotton for May, 70.35, up 17. July, 68.37, down 4. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil, June, 56.98, down 131. July is 56.60, down 123. Natural gas is at 356 for June, down 6. Looks like the NASDAQ and the S&P are in the red and the Dow's in the green. Let's check out cattle. They're looking good. June cattle for June live cattle, 213.77, up 267. August, 208.95, up 217. Feeders for May, 296.20, up 125. August, 298.82. Up 192. Lean hogs are down for May at 92.27. Looks like they're down about 67 cents. So there you have it. All right. I got the report from cotton. Where is it at? There it is. Last week, according to this, net export sales for the week ending April 24th was 125,200 barrels. This brings total to 24-25 sales to 11.7 million. Total sales at the same point in 23-24 marking year was approximately 12 million bales. Total new crop for 25-26 is at 1.2 million. Shipments for the week were 381,000, bringing total exports to date to 8.3 million bales compared with 8.6 million bales comparable point in the 23-24 marketing year. Okay, what else I got going on here? Fertilizer. The UAN is easily the most important topic right now, says Josh Lavelle of StoneX. Linville is at StoneX. That is because it is no longer a price story. It's can you even find supply today is what he's saying. Looking at the current super cycle and fertilizer price climbs, Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer at StoneX, says you have to go beyond just the Trump administration's tariff talk to find the root cause. It has created a tremendous amount of commotion without a lot of impact, he says. As he explains, the global nature of fertilizer industry is prime to be disrupted by major shifts in trade, and the tariff developments have dogpiled on other factors. There are two examples he's pointing out here about fertilizer. Number one is potash. The U.S. sources 85 to 95 or 90% of its potash from Canada. And with the carve-out for potash in the current Trump administration's tariff plan, there's no financial impact to the market. But the trade dynamics have had an effect. We spend a tremendous amount of time thinking about it, talking about it, worrying about it, but it never actually done anything to the marketplace. But the one thing it has done has made more the emotional side of it. It's allowed those fundamental factors that were kind of in the line in wait, not able to kind of get their own traction. So when we started to pour on the worry of tariff situation, that's when it finally drove these prices up. And he references how from the beginning of the year, potash's prices have climbed 25%. Urea is easily the most important topic right now. This is because it's no longer a price story. It's if you can find it. Linville says that it's an issue that has been developing for weeks through most of April into May, and now most of the distributors and retailers cannot find UAN that will ship before June. It's gotten to the point today where the supply side of the market is basically saying, hey, we got some tons for June shipment earmarked for you just based on what you normally do. You need to price these because if you don't, they're going to disappear. For example, UAN vessel from the Middle East was booked right now and it wouldn't arrive into the U.S. until June. And then it wouldn't arrive to most warehouses until late June or early July, too late for 2025 application seasons. So we're on an island. I heard through some of the guys was having a lot of trouble finding some liquid fertilizer. So this is one of the reasons they didn't order enough. The easiest switch from UAN to urea for side dress, but will increase demand. urea prices have climbed. Therefore, Linville says it's possible more applicators and farmers will consider anhydrous ammonia in larger volumes for this season's application. Urea prices are up over $100 a ton from the last couple of weeks, so the nitrogen factor in general has been incredibly bullish with all the demand and lack of supply. So last but not least, it says, what can past super cycles teach us? Linville looks to 2008, the first year we saw such a super cycle in the fertilizer market, which prices spiked higher across the board. Then in 2012, a similar spike occurred. There's always price volatility, but we have three previous cycles really stand out and that tower over the rest of the years. Compared to his perspective this past winter, he says he's surprised how tight UAN supplies become. At Top Producer Summit, I talked about UAN and how we had lower starting inventories along with fall production issues. But what we didn't factor in at the time that we had some very, very cold temperatures that impacted production. We expected some tightness, but not like this. Today, he says there's no silver bullet for the current UAN supply. Some shifting to urea will help. Some shifting to anhydrous will help. But as I see it today, I don't see what is going on to save us for the next 15 to 30 days. But remember what he just said in the column above there, in paragraph above there, he said the shipment gets here in June. You might not get it till late June or early July is what he's saying. So there you have it. I just thought I'd update you guys on some articles on fertilizer. We're going to go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I came back, I have Lanny, right? Did I say it right? I knew I did. My wife's listening. She's a school teacher. And her mom, her beautiful mom's in here, Christina Easter. We'll have them in here. We're going to talk rodeo here in just a little bit. I'm excited about this because we're going to get the whole lowdown of what it took to get to this point. So we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in. I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin, and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this down on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Sealing, Oklahoma. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. 66 degrees. Currently right now, dew point's 48, humidity's 52, the winds are out of the east, southeast at 9, 1.83 inches of rain so far in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 63, sunset at 8:26, today 30% chance of rain showers, 71, tonight 50% chance of thunderstorms and 51, tomorrow 100% chance of rain showers and 59 for the high. Well, I'm excited. I'm all excited. I'm really excited. I'm too tired, really. But anyway, Laney. Huh?
Laney.
Is that right? Yeah. See, I said both of them, so I know which one's right. Laney Easter and her mom are in the studio with me right now, Christina. And congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
Are you all excited? Are you still hyped up?
Yeah.
Okay. You were all around cowgirl at the Heart of Oklahoma Youth Association, and that wasn't an easy task to get there, was it?
No.
Well, let's start all the way back to earlier in the season. Tell us how do you get to this point where you over the weekend?
Well, I mean, at the very beginning, it was kind of like I wasn't like super like I didn't think it was going to be like I thought it was going to be harder because there's a lot of girls who are really good,
right?
So I was kind of worried about how I was going to do and how it was going to go, but I kind of just, my mom and dad told me not to look at the points, not to worry about it, and so I kind of was just kind of going and doing what I was doing, and so it wasn't like I was, like, going for the saddle. I wanted to get the saddle, but I wasn't going to worry about it too much because I knew if I started worrying about it, I was going to just...
How many saddles do you have anyway?
Well, that's just the one so far.
Oh, you just got one.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Oh, yeah, you just won one. So how old are you, by the way?
I'm 16.
16. Mm-hmm. All right, you're getting ready to turn 17 here
pretty
quick, aren't you?
Yeah, I turned 17 the 13th of this month.
All right. Well, happy birthday if you're in here. Okay, so you want to get the saddle, so take us through it all. Start from your how you get to that point.
Well, I mean, it kind of helps some in a couple of events, and so... Like, it just makes it a little bit easier. And then I just kind of wanted to do, I wasn't trying to win everything, like win every single rodeo I went to. I was just really going to try and be consistent. And I was just going to try and do my best each rodeo.
Steady and smooth.
Yeah, steady. I didn't want to try so hard and then miss every single time. And then, so I just tried not to worry about it too much. And I just wanted to be steady and consistent.
Okay, where's your first event for this season?
My first event is barrels.
Okay.
And then
what all activities are you into? Events are you in there?
I'm in. I do barrels first, and then I do breakaway, and then I do ribbon roping, and then I goat tie, and then I do team roping, and I head.
All right. What's your favorite event?
Probably. I don't know. I really like doing goats, and I really like barrels. And I really like ribbons too.
Then you like it all.
Yeah.
But you didn't mention my favorite event, breakaway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do breakaway, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you did, but that wasn't one of your favorites.
Yeah.
That's become quite a sport, hadn't it?
Yeah.
Miss Barrel Racer.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of women that have really gotten opportunities based on that.
Right, yeah. There's a couple of young ladies over at Canadian that are really good, if I remember right, looking at some of that stuff. And there's some good ones here in Oklahoma. I'm not down, but you just see them in the news a lot, so... All right. So you did barrels. Where was your first event this year? Or this last season, however you want to say that.
It starts in August, and yeah. I think the season kicks off at Woodward, Oklahoma.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's at Woodward.
Okay. So, all right. So you go through the season, and you're on a point system, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the point system.
So if you get first, there's like so many spots for points. Like it's 11 spots, right? Yeah. And so first place will get 11, second 10, and it just goes from there.
Right.
And then the payout is only as many people are in that event. Like, payout goes deeper in other events. There's
more people and more money.
Yeah. That's how it is for all the events. You get 11 points, and it just goes down. And then I think you get a point when you enter, too. So you get, like, 1 point for sure, but it just goes off of what placings and stuff like that.
All right.
So you accumulate those points over the season. So there's 9 weekends. And each day is considered a rodeo. So there was 18 rodeos going into finals. And so you accumulate those points over the season, and the girl at the end of the season with the most amount of points is the winner.
So. All right. So you get to the point. Did you make all the events?
Yeah, yeah. I made them all, yeah.
So your dad's in the red on the fuel and stuff?
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there. Okay, so all I remember is the first time I seen you where you'd got picked the top 10. Is that right? Or was there 10 people picked for the finals this weekend?
No, you you have to make it to 10 rodeos.
Oh, I got you.
To
That's
qualify.
What, okay.
So if you can go to that many, I think it was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody competed this last weekend.
Yeah, so if you did that many, which... As the season goes on and some people notice that maybe I'm not going to make the top of this or that event,
they'll kind of back off.
Out, but that doesn't happen until really close to the end. But I think there was around 150 to 175 kids on a regular basis.
That's a lot.
But there was 125. So she competes against those in her age group at that time, but then 125 did qualify for finals this week.
Ah, cool. And where was it at? Guthrie?
It was at Chickasha.
Yeah, okay, that's right. It was at Chickasha. I remember reading that. And I was just looking at your picture, your big smile and all your little prizes and all this good stuff. But all right, so back in April is when you found out if you were going to make it to Chickasha, right? Is that what I seen posted?
Yeah, think so. Because that's when you turn in all your stuff to be able to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's see here. Forgot to ask you, what's your horse's name?
I ride for my barrels, his name is Striker. And then for my goats, his name is Eminem. And then for mostly all my roping events, his name is Nemo.
Is what, Nemo?
Nemo. And then Hyro. And then team roping is Hyro.
How many horses you got? You only got one saddle? What the heck?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're spending all your money on your horses, huh? How many horses you guys got out there?
We only have 7.
7. So are you still actively barrel racing, or are you just coaching?
I'm on the sidelines because she takes the barrel horse and goes.
What about sister? Is she doing anything at all?
No, she didn't this year because she's in college, so right. She just thought it'd be easier just to
worry about studies?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And she got a scholarship for athletics, so she's an athletic college.
Oh, what'd she get? I remember that. What'd she get it
track.
For? Track. Yeah, that's what I thought. Track. Yeah, looks like Sarah Track's doing pretty good.
Yeah, that I think at least 20 kids qualify for
state. Yeah, I've seen that. I think I heard, one of the girls over there, is there a 300-meter race? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the girls from over there did really well?
Yeah, I think so. I think it might have been...
She got first in
the race. Say her name, I'll recognize.
I don't remember her name.
Is it Layla?
Yeah.
I think she did the 300 hurdles.
That's what I remember. Okay, so you got 4 horses you used? Is that
yeah,
right?
I used
did
four
I count
horses.
Them right? 4.
Yeah.
What was the last one's name?
Hyro.
Where'd you come up with that?
My dad named him.
Oh.
No, it was the gentleman we bought him from.
Oh,
his name
Hyro.
I got you. So, you got a favorite horse? Your horses are probably listening to the show now. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah. Oh, each one for each thing, huh?
Yeah.
They all have their special things.
Yeah.
So you ride them every day?
I try to, at least.
Yeah.
But I don't usually ride my goat horse just because he just runs in a straight line, so he doesn't really need a whole lot.
He don't need no training.
No, yeah, but I try to ride my barrel horse quite a bit just so he's exercised and in shape, and he can do his best, and he feels good.
I got a question for you, Mom. How has the horse industry changed in the last 10 to 20 years on barrel racing? Turn that mic a little bit.
It goes up and down, you know, because, I mean, I can tell at certain times, you know, it was everybody wanted a horse, so they were selling really well. But then it kind of...
Supply and demand.
Yeah, supply and demand. I mean, so right now, I haven't really paid too much attention just because she's on my barrel horse, and I don't have the time. I'm too busy chasing kids. So I haven't really looked at the market in a while, but, you know, sometimes you get what you pay for. So yeah, it's just...
Right.
You got to be invested.
Well, you see, you see these $500,000 horses, and then you see these $5,000 horses, and every now and then, one of those 5,000, like what they call them, the feedlot horses,
yes,
they'll come out there and smoke those.
Well, the girl that she was competing with that were neck and neck, you know, because sometimes going into finals, there's a kid that might have 100 point. You know, the second place is never going to catch him. Well, the girl that she was battling out with, her name's Lydia Leach, and she's phenomenal. And it was a very small margin, so they were both going to have to be on their game. And that girl runs a phenomenal barrel horse, and
Where's she from?
Where's Lydia from? Woodward area, yeah, maybe?
Somewhere around there.
Her father's a highwayman up there. Maybe Woodward? Maybe.
Woodward, I got you.
And the horse that she runs on is her sister won high school rodeo finals on this horse, and I think she said they paid around $3,500, so he was absolute diamond in the rough, so... Those stories still exist because he's a great horse. So
right. They still exist because they're on social media there a couple of weeks ago, that little 10 or 12-year-old girl that won the barrel racing somewhere down in Texas. Mm-hmm. That horse was crazy good.
Yes, yeah. There's really kind of whatever budget you want and kind of what level.
All it takes is money, right?
Yeah, time and money. So
Dad issued you a fuel card?
yeah, hopefully not.
All right, we're going to take a OCA break. When we come back, we're going to talk more to Miss and Mrs. Easter, and we'll get that going here real quick.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I was sitting in my living room last summer watching TV, and I started sweating. My air conditioner was working, but I wasn't getting cool. When I shut the blinds on one of my windows, I actually felt the heat pouring in. That's when I knew that my 45-year-old windows were the problem. I was scared of the cost of new ones because I'd heard horror stories. But when Western Oklahoma Windows and Doors gave me an estimate, it was one-third of the cost of the big city brands. One-third. I was sold. The thermal windows that Damon Culver installed looked fabulous. Now, the thermostat stays on 73, and I'm comfortable all the time. And my AC runs less, so my electric bill is way lower. Damon Culver has built beautiful homes for years. Now he's the only authorized thermal window dealer in Western Oklahoma. So he's the window guy, too. Call Damon at Western Oklahoma Windows and Doors. 821-0681. That's 821-0681. You deserve to be comfortable in your home.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. I did an update around Lone Wolf lately. Here you go. 58 degrees, dew points 54, humidity's 87. Winds are out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour. 24-hour rain total, I guess that's today, 0.04. 10-day rain total, 4.19 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 68 degrees. Sunset at 8:24. 40% chance of rain showers today. And if I looked at the radar right, it's raining there now. So they're lying. The weather's lying. Always does. Tonight, 53, 80% chance of rain showers. Rain showers tomorrow and 62 for a high, 100% chance of rain. All right, in the studio with me right now, I'm learning about horses, and I had a guest send me a message, and I got a question for you a little later on, so be ready. Are you ready? You know a guy named Roy Hunt? Oh, God. He sent in a question, and so we'll get you a question going on. Well, Lane and Christina Easter are in here, and Miss Ailes, she won all-around cowgirl at the Heart of Oklahoma Youth Association. Before the you guys come on live, we were talking about the Cobra. Is that right?
Yeah, Central Oklahoma.
Tell us what you won that too.
Yeah, I did. It's it was a little bitty association, but we had those at Eric, and then we had them at Weatherford, right? And then we had our finals. Where was it at? El Reno.
El Reno.
We had them at El Reno, and that was not last weekend, but the last, I think. About 2 weeks ago.
So it's still all the same thing? You doing the same things? Events?
Yeah, I was doing, I did breakaway and I barrel raced and then I goat tied there.
So all these stuff that you're winning all around, are you going to get a college scholarship to go to college? Is that your goal?
Yeah, hopefully, because they gave me a thingy at the Hoya thing, like a
when you win something they do every year, like Emily, she had gotten it and she was actually able to use it, but Western.
I think so, yeah. Western.
At Altus,
yes. They give a scholarship waiver to the saddle winners.
And they got a pretty good team, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then who else? Of course, we got Southwestern, which they always have a great team. Is Clarendon College got one?
Yep, they do.
Who else around here has got them?
Panhandle State, OPSU.
Yeah.
Vernon.
I think Vernon has one, mm-hmm.
Right. So is that your goal?
Yeah, I'd go somewhere. I'm not really sure where I want to go. I don't want to go far away. I know that.
Don't? Are you a homebody like your sister?
Yeah, I don't want to go far away at all, no. Yeah, honestly.
Well, Altus isn't that far.
No, I would be just fine there.
And your dad would be happy. Save him a lot of fuel.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing about all you cowgirls. You all drive one tons, right?
Yeah.
Well, especially mom. She's got the cowboy Cadillac.
Yeah. That guzzles gas or fuel.
Yeah, go through there. But there's cool. All right, so let's finish up on talking about the all-around at the Heart of Oklahoma Youth Association. You qualified. You went up there, and it was all this last weekend, correct?
Mm-hmm.
take us through it step by step, event by event. How'd you do? What did you not do good at? What did you do good at it?
Well, so the first thing I used to do is barrels in the morning. And so that kind of starts my day off, whether I do good or bad. Whenever I go in for barrels, I kind of just clean run, just whatever I can do. And it went pretty good.
I seen your run. It was really smooth.
Yeah, that's really just what I go for every time, just for smooth as fast. Don't have to worry about speed, just try and have a good clean run. And then I had breakaway, and I missed on Friday. Day one I missed on Friday, and then I came back for ribbon roping, and I caught that day, and I don't remember what I placed. I think I had fourth or something like that.
Tell everybody what ribbon roping is.
So ribbons, it's basically, it's still a calf, and you rope the calf, and then you have to get off, and there's a ribbon tied to the tail of the calf, and so you have a partner, and so the partner will go down on the rope, and you'll both have to touch the calf, and then whoever your partner is, he'll grab the ribbon and he'll run back past the timeline. And then that's what that is. And
I got you. So how do you choose a partner?
Whoever's the fastest.
Whoever you say, hey girl, I'll pay you $10.
Yeah, whoever's the fastest is who I'll pick.
Well, and if it's a girl roper, she has to have a male partner.
Oh, okay.
And if a male roper has to have a female.
Okay.
Roper.
Yeah, so I usually just pick whoever's fastest that day.
All right.
Easton Stanford runs
for me most of the time. And then after ribbons, I do goat tying.
Right.
And goats, I don't know what I had that day. I think I got third that day. And I'm just in goats, I'm really just trying to have a clean run, just kind of stay steady. And then I do team roping. And team roping has not been good this year. It is. Been one of the hardest things, and
how come?
I don't.
It's not jiving.
It's just one, like, I can practice and practice, and I'll do really good in the practice pen, and then I just get there and I just get really nervous, I guess, and it just doesn't work out that really.
Well, according to Roy, sounds like you need to practice team roping bareback like your dad. How's that?
That would make.
I don't know the inside joke to that deal, but I knew they were. I knew there was something to it.
Yeah.
So they hit the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, at least once a rodeo, we've got to hit the dirt in some form or fashion.
So, how many days was it? Just Friday and Saturday.
It was. Yeah, we got there Thursday for a check-in, and then Friday we rodeoed, and then Saturday we rodeoed, and then Sunday we had all the awards.
Right.
Yeah, and so I rodeoed Saturday and did all of it all over again, except they did all the team roping on Friday.
Did you know you were going to win yesterday, or did you feel like it, or was it a total surprise?
I felt like I was going to because I felt very consistent, and I felt confident, and I thought I did pretty good, and so I didn't want to get my hopes up. So I was kind of not really thinking about it, and I kind of had a hunch I was going to win it, but I didn't want to speak too soon.
Speak too soon.
Yeah,
or
I was
get
really
excited.
Nervous whenever they were announcing it, but
I'm sure it was Brandon there.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably, oh, I don't worry about it. You know, yeah. He's all Mr. Cool and Collect sometimes.
Yes.
Till you get him on a call unit on the location, I've seen him excited.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's the first time I met you guys. I dropped him off at the taco deal at Cemetery Truck Stop.
Oh, and I picked him up.
Yep, you picked him up. That's the first time you guys were rugrats. So that's been a long time ago, but that's great. So yesterday, events, was you excited? What all did you win? What all did you get?
I won the all-around saddle, and then I won the belt buckle. I won a set of spurs. I won spur straps. I won a sportsmanship award. I also won the college tuition thing. I got a pair of bell boots. I got a blank, like a saddle blanket. I got an ice chest.
Two halters.
I got a couple halters, head stalls. I think I got a tie down.
Did you get a rope?
Oh, yeah. No, I did not get a rope.
That's
I got one of those.
Trade some of that stuff you got for a rope.
Yeah, and then they had like a handmade belt thing. So I can I can order a handmade belt. And it can have like tooling and stitching on it.
Ice chest, a chair.
Yeah, I think.
Lots of stuff.
Open that box up and show everybody. Point it at that camera right there and show everybody. Look at this belt buckle, everybody. Isn't that beautiful? 2025 all around cowgirl. How about that? That's awesome. That's a beautiful buckle. Who made that buckle?
Trace Rios.
I got you. It's gorgeous. And you got your, look at those fancy straps, spur straps. Got those. Yeah. Show everybody that. How about that? That's cool.
And then they had a set of handmade spurs made by a guy that we rodeo with his son. I think it was Wayne.
Wayne Keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wayne.
Nice. Sweet.
And then they,
you raked it in yesterday.
And then they voted me for the Sportsmanship Awards. So I had so I think it's like a little pendant thing. It has like the things in the back, and you can put it on your belt if you wanted to, or you can put it on your saddle or something like that.
But, so you're going to go around and say, hey, don't mess with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good sport.
Yeah.
How do you make time? How do you make time for this? Because I know you're big into softball.
Yeah.
And that's your favorite sport, softball or basketball?
I don't know. It's pretty close. I like both of them. Kind of just depends on wherever I'm at.
Right. So I know Brandon's always on the road, and you're busy with your business in Sayre. And you don't look stressed at all. She does, but you don't.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually in basketball season, basketball went a lot later than softball does, and I'd come home and I'd either rope in the barn, or most of the time we'd go to a friend's house and we'd rope, and we'd rope after basketball practice. Or then softball season, it was a little bit easier. Softball didn't go as long, so I was able to come home earlier.
And daylight hours are getting longer. So
it was a little bit easier then. And if I wasn't roping outside, I'd just rope in the barn, or I'd tie the dummy, or I'd lunge my horse or something like that. But
Not a free time's not, you know, something we have. It's just
No, there's none. There can't be.
No.
There can't be much free time at all.
Yeah, because season is from August to the next May.
Okay.
So you only get a couple months off. So you've got to go a long time. Right. So
you made a comment last night on Facebook, and we need to talk about that. I hope I get this number right. 8 of the 10 saddles come back to Western Oklahoma. How about the other kids?
Well, there was 8 all-around saddles given.
Right.
There's a boy and girl in each age group. There's 4 age groups. And so there's 8 saddles given. And out of the 8 saddles, 5 came back to Western Oklahoma.
That's right. I knew I'd get the number.
Yeah, we have Weston McIntyre. He got one, and he lives at Eric. Then you've got Easton Stanford. He won one. He lives at Eric. You've got Laney at Sayre. Then you've got Tinley Stair, who lives at Willow. And then you've got another girl named Lakely Odin out of Altus.
Right.
So 5 of the 8 came back to Western Oklahoma.
What's that tell you?
Pretty talented bunch of kids.
Okay. Well, she couldn't be on the show, but she wants me to ask you a question. I was going to get Lori on here so she could talk rodeo lingo with you. She says, ask Laney if she has any advice for kids wanting to get started rodeo and are just starting out, and ask Christina the same thing. So we're going to talk about a kid and a parent. Start with you, young lady, because we got about 5 minutes left.
I think main thing is like a lot of kids, like, especially when we started rodeoing, I was really like, I was not embarrassed, but I was nervous I wasn't going to be good enough, and I was nervous people were going to think I wasn't good enough, and I really just don't think you should. I think you shouldn't go in thinking that, because then it's going to set like a tone for how you do. So I think confidence is a big thing. I think you should go in with your head held high.
No matter how many times you get throwed off, right?
No. Yeah. But because I think confidence is the main thing you need to have, because if you start off bad, you're going to end bad. I think you need to,
got to want to, right?
Yeah. Gotta have a lot of drive.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotta love it a lot. But, and it doesn't matter what kind of horse you have. Doesn't matter if you have a dingy rope. Doesn't matter what it is. I think if you just go in with confidence and you try really hard and you want it a lot, I think you can surprise yourself and surprise a lot of people.
She must get that from you. That doesn't sound like Brandon Easter right there.
No. He's pretty short and sweet into it. Just do better. So.
Yeah. You've done a good job. We've done a good job with both of those girls. All right, Mom. From a parent's side, what kind of recommendations do you want to tell the kids, and then tell the parents? You know, are you tough on her? Or are you just strict on her? Are you nice to her? Are you all of the above?
All of the above. That's what I'd say. My answer is going to be more about balance, just knowing the balance, because there's moments where she's extremely, this daughter, well, both my daughters are very tough on themselves, but from a parent's perspective, you know, you just have to understand the setting and the time and the place. My daughters are very competitive in absolutely every sport they're a part of. So we know that, you know, there's moments where we just have to give them grace and say, hey, it's okay, you're going to be fine. But there's moments where I call it the salty mom pep talk, and it's right. Like, pull your bootstraps up, you're going to be fine, tough it out, you're going to make it. But, you know, from a parent's perspective, just, you know, grace, just giving your kids grace and letting them know that this is, at the end of the day, not about the money, not really even so much about the prizes, but it's about the work ethic that they've learned and just knowing how to go after something.
Because she's going
to
have that work ethic with her the rest of her life.
The rest of her life.
Yeah. And you're not in high school the rest of your life. If you are, we need to talk. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Well, that's, man, thank you for coming over here today on short notice. She said, when? I said, tomorrow. Yeah. Well, the news is hot. And now you can go back to school, finish signing autographs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lane and Christina, for coming in today. And she won all around cowgirl at the Heart of Oklahoma Youth Association and the Coper one before. Smaller association, it don't matter. I mean, you're bad to the bone if you got both of them. So when you go national, you got to come back in.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.